Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwe Tubinda. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend that we are just reading with Thandolwe Tubinda. Happy New Year, friends. Happy New Year, Bangani. Happy New Year. Boom. Zalabo, zalabo, chomi. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Listen, I wish you nothing but prosperity in this new year. Also, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sticking around. Thank you so much for all the support and love that you have showed me over the years. I really do hope that you continue to stick around and that you continue to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend. Listen, this is the year you even tell your colleagues, okay? Ningabanishi isn't ezimnandi. Please. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's review. So for today, we are reviewing a book titled A Soft Landing. The author of this one is Wisani Mushwana, and this book was published in the year 2023, and the publishers of this one are Quella Books, an imprint of NB Publishers. And I really just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to NB Publishers for gifting me with this review copy. Ngiyabonga bangani. And my rating for this book is 3 out of 5 stars. So you already know it was a good one. You already know it really was a good one. So what is A Soft Landing about? So this is a book that follows the life of Anzani, and it basically moves from the present to the past throughout the book. And we basically get to know the things that have shaped his life and how his past has held on to him ever so tightly until he decides that he wants to free himself from all of that baggage and all of his childhood traumas. This was basically just a good reminder of how the past can harm us if we don't do the necessary work to address and let go of it so we can properly move on. So this basically was just the story of someone that we might look at and think, wow, you have done so well for yourself, you're so you've achieved so much, you've really made something out of nothing, and yet the person is sitting there unfulfilled because there's just that little thing that is missing. And so that soft landing is just Anzani coming back to Anzani and saying, so much has happened over the year, so many things have broken you, but you are still standing, and it's okay to stand in your truth. You don't have to be what everyone else expects or wants of you. You can just be you, and that is enough. And so, like, as I got, you know, to the end and I was reading the last few pages of the book, I was like, oh my goodness, this makes so much sense. I was like, this makes sense. Now I get it. Because at some point I was quite like confused and I was thinking, okay, now we're in the past, now we're in the present, what's going on? This person is born, this person was not born, this person is here nor there. I was just like, what's going on? There's really a lot going on, okay? There's really a lot going on, and it was really just a bit confusing. But you know, the more I read and the more I got to understand the story and sort of piece things together, it made so much sense. And the more I was just so much in awe of how well written the story was, I was like, okay, all right. So I really, really did love that. So I think with that, I will start with what I really loved about this book. So I really loved the fact that, you know, the book ends with things looking up for Anzani. And a lot of the times, like, some books really, like, someone will suffer, yeah? Someone will really suffer the most. They will go through the most. They will go through the fires of fires and not come out victorious in the end. But what I loved about this book was that there was a good ending for Anzani. In as much as it didn't go deep into, like, Anzani thriving, but at least we knew that, okay, it ended well for Anzani. Anzani got his soft landing and life was okay, you know. So I really did love that. And I also loved the depiction of a mother's love. Oh, bless Violet's heart. Like, I really just, if there's a character that I really loved from this book, it was definitely Violet. So selfless. Really, so there's nothing that Violet would not do for those around her. And Violet is just the mother, you know, very soft, loving, caring. And she just wants the best for her children. And, you know, that's it. She doesn't care much about herself, or she just wants the best for her children. And for me, I was just like, oh, Violet, you've been dealt, like, so much. You've really been dealt so much, and life hasn't really been good to you, but you continue, you know, to give of yourself for your kids and, you know, those around you. And I thought, what a woman. And it just reminded me of all the amazing mothers in my life, and I was like, yes, But yeah, I think also Violet herself also just needed that soft landing, because shoo, she suffered, hey? And then I also really loved part two of the book, right? I really, really loved part two of the book. Like, there was so much going on in part two that more often than not, I didn't even know what I was feeling, if I was even feeling anything. At some points, I actually even felt like I was inside the book. You know when a book is so vivid that you actually feel like you're there? Like, you can see things so clearly and you're like, man, am I still reading this book or am I in the story myself? So I really, really, like, I really did love that. Like, this book was just so tender. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was soft, you know, like the title. It was really a soft book. It was really just well written. And I just loved that. I just loved, you know, how it made me feel all the feels, but yet I just still wanted to know more. Like, I wanted to know what happens, you know. Does it look good for Anzani? Do things look up, you know? Does life change? Does it get better? I really did love that. And I also loved this book's cover. When I tell you that this cover is scrumdly yum yum, I'm not even lying. And it's such a simple cover. It's literally just the sofa. Like, it's just the couch, man. Like, it's literally just the couch, but it's just so beautiful to the eye. And the pictures I have with this book, hi, they are fire. Please just go on to my Bookstagram and check them out, because they are fire. I don't even want to lie to you, okay? When I tell you I took this book everywhere, because I think I read this one over a couple of months, so I really took this book everywhere. Like, I think I went on 2 vacations with this book, so that can tell you how long I was reading this one. And trust me, it was the first 50 pages that I, you know, took so long reading, and then I read literally the rest of it so quick. But the pictures, that's all I can say. Check them out, okay? Let me not lose myself. Let's get back to the things I loved about the book. I really also loved how the ending felt like a full circle moment, you know, how Anzani truly got his soft landing. And in more ways than one, I really did feel like Uyolula was just that to Anzani. I really did feel like Uyolula was Anzani's soft landing, because, you know, so much had happened in Anzani's life, and I don't even think Anzani ever pictured a time where things would get better. But now Uyolula making things lula for Anzani. Oh, I loved that so much. I really loved that so much. And I must say, like, I could really get, you know, or sense the fact that the author is an academic. I got that from the writing. I also got that, you know, when the author referenced we're gonna need new names, by Uno Violet. I really, like, loved, you know, that bit, and I was like, oh, I know this book. So I could also tell that the author is a reader, so that was also quite nice. But yo, this is such a well-written book, and I think also very relatable, very, very relatable as someone that also comes from a township. It was very relatable, but also sad, you know, to also think that there are people that still live in these circumstances. And yeah, it's just very disheartening. It's very disheartening, you know, to know that after all of these years, not much has changed in a lot of townships, you know. This is still the reality of a lot of people. So yeah, that really was a lot. That really was a lot. So let's then get into what I didn't like about the book. The list is quite short, so worry not. I think I have mentioned this, that I really did struggle with the first 50 pages of the book. I really did feel like those first 50 pages of the book did not really sell the book to me, and thus I spent so long you know, getting into it. And I also think maybe it was just because I was a bit confused, you know, what's going on, where are we, what are we doing. But the more I read, and I'm grateful and glad that I actually did continue on to read, because mwah, mwah, mwah. I also didn't like how long the chapters were. Anyone that knows me knows that I just don't do well with long chapters. Like, for me, I just want you to say 1, 2, 3, straight, next chapter, 1, 2, you know. I really just love short chapters. Long chapters just make me feel like I'm not progressing in the story. Maybe I'm also someone that just wants to see myself finishing, and long chapters just make me feel like I'm stagnant. So I didn't quite like that too. And then lastly, at the beginning, I really didn't like the jumping from present to past. That was quite confusing. I think it only makes sense at the end, you know, when everything is a full circle moment and you understand why you needed, you know, to go through all of that back and forth. But as you are reading, it can get a bit too confusing and all over the place. But I think at the end, I understood. And yeah, so those were the things that I didn't like. But just generally, or in conclusion, I think I'm just glad, you know, that there are more of these stories that are being written and being told. And you know, I can only pray, you know, for a more progressive and accepting world, for people to just be who they are and not what others expect them to be. You know, these are such necessary stories of really how we ought to be better as people, and how we ought to really lower our expectations on people's lives. Don't even have expectations on others. Don't not even lower. Why are you having an expectation on someone else's life? You know, just, yeah, I really pray, you know, for a time where we can just let people be. And when people don't have to hide who they truly are. Because I think what also, you know, stood out from this book was just to say, no matter how much you can hide who you are will always be who you are. And it will always just need you to, you know, be who you are. Like, you can't hide that. You can't do things differently, because that's not you, you know. But the you that is you will always scream at you. And it is our job, you know, to really just be true to that person, to that voice that is always screaming in our ear, and to everyone around us, you know, to also be supportive of others as they, you know, find their themselves and who they are, and that we are supportive of that journey, you know, instead of tearing, you know, people down and dictating and projecting on people's lives. So I really loved this book. I really, really, really loved this book, and I really did feel like, shoo, yeah. Definitely a soft landing. And I can only hope, you know, that whoever might be listening to this and also feels like they need their soft landing, I really do hope that your soft landing finds you. And hopefully this year is the year of your soft landing. I think a lot of people are, you know, theming this year. If you are that person that really just wants to return to self and softly, so I really hope that 2024 is your soft landing. So I think I'll end it here before I say the wrong things. Thank you so much if you have listened all the way until here. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah.